A guy who never gets criticized or second-guessed.
Never.
Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Mark.
Want to ask you, you know, Bobby Johnson on his way to his first bowl game, and I know you're a big booster of the football program. In fact, you moved your basketball game against St. Francis to an earlier time. But just, you know, from an athletic department standpoint, and somebody who knows Bobby Johnson, how excited are you for him about this game?
Well, very, very excited for Bobby and his football team and his coaching staff, because you watch them work and you watch how well they've done their job and how hard they've gone about it, and you just can't be anything but excited and happy for them, proud of them, and obviously hoping that they have a great day on Wednesday afternoon and play a great football game.
I think people see how competitive you are during games, and just, you know, a lot of times how you wear your emotions on your sleeve, and I happen to like it. You know, you're very, you know, honest about the way your team plays and its performance. What do you admire about Bobby's coaching style?
You know what I think that I admire about Bobby the most is that, you know, obviously they've suffered some tough years and some tough seasons, and I think that his conviction to stick with his plan, his conviction to stay with what they do and continue to believe in what they do, continue to believe in their plan and is the thing that's impressed me the most, because it's easy to doubt yourself when things don't go the way you want them to go, and it's easy to say, okay, well, let's try this or let's try that or let's modify this or that, and to me, they've had a plan, they've stuck with it, and because they've stuck with it, they've had success with it.
It's interesting, Coach, that I was listening to Wade Phillips's press conference, and obviously they didn't meet their expectations. They had just the sky that was the limit for what they wanted to do this year, obviously. But he had said that from a coaching standpoint, he has to reevaluate himself and maybe change some things that he needs to do differently, whether it's run practices and everything. When you say that, you know, you have a plan, how often do you try to tweak maybe some of the things because you felt like they weren't successful as far as you and your program, whether it be you in basketball or Bobby in football?
Well, Frank, I think that as a coach, I think you have to constantly evaluate yourself and reevaluate yourself and make the necessary changes that you need to make individually and personally to make yourself better, which allows your program to get better. I think that every good coach does that. I don't think that anybody thinks that they can do things the same way for whatever length of time if you're not getting the results that you need and not make any adjustments. When I say that about Bobby, I just mean from a playing perspective, they've had a plan and they've had a recruiting plan. I think it's very obvious that he went about trying to get more speed on their defense. And I think over the course of time, the belief in needing that speed on their defense made them a good defensive football team once he was able to recruit the kind of guys that he needed. So I think that as a coach personally, you have to be willing to change and adjust and better yourself. But from the standpoint of how you coach your football team or how you those two things kind of can get very intertwined if you understand what I'm saying, but
yeah.
I just believe Bobby's conviction and what they've done has been the reason that they've stayed the course and had success.